The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
This week's parasha is found in the Makar for the mitzvah of Tfilas Kelim. That if one buys a keli from a guy, a vessel from a guy that's going to be used in eating, whether it's pots and pans that are going to be used in cooking and making something ready to eat, or forks, knives, plates, cups, things that are going to be used in the actual eating and drinking, then one's mechuyav to tovel it in the kasher mikvah, to immerse it in the kasher mikvah before one uses these vessels to cook or to eat and drink from. Where in Parshas Matos is it didn't found, it's actually not mefurish in a pasuk, it's darshan from a pasuk. The Mishnah, Masechta Avodah Zarah, Ayin Heinu Beis, says, Halakeach Leitashmish Bnei Avdi B'chovim, someone who buys a keli that he's going to be using in the Suda from a guy, Eshadako Lahatbo Yatbo, something that's ready to become roi, to become usable just with tefillah, all he has to do is tefillah. Lahagel, if it's something that requires Hagolah, Yagel Ishtu Hagolah. Lalabim Ba'ar, if it's Libim Ba'ar, Yalabim Ba'ar. There's many different levels. If it was actually used by the guy to cook with, then one has to kasher it before he could use it. If it was not actually used by the guy, or if it was used by the guy only for cold, it does not have to be kashered. However, before the yid could use it, before the Jew could use it to cook with or to eat with, it has to be tovled. Shadaka lahatvil, yatvil. In fact, the Brisa says in the Gemara clearly, the kulon tzrichim tefillah bar bom sol. All the kelim that are discussed in the Mishnah, they all need tefillah in a mikvah that's 40 saw in the kosher mikvah. Both the things that are mefurish in the Mishnah, da'akal lahatbil, something which only requires tefillah, yatbil yidu tefillah, and things which require hagolah and libun. The Mishnah just says you do hagolah and libun, you do various forms of kashering them, they also require tefillah. And what's the makar for this? The Gemara says, Amar Rav, Rava says, the Amar Kral, because the Pasuk says, and this is in this week's parasha, Parashas Matos, Kodavar sheyava be'esh, anything that comes in fire, taviru be'esh, you put it through fire, v'tar, and it'll become tar. The Pasuk could just say, Kodavar sheyava be'esh, anything that comes through fire by the goy, taviru be'esh, the yid, the Jew should put it through fire, and this way kasher it, to remove any remaining bleas, any remaining taste that's there from the goy shoot, from the tray of the food that was in the kli. What's the purpose of the extra word v'tar, and it'll become tar? Dr. Gemara, Hoysev locha kosev, the Torah adds taira acheres, an additional taira. Tani Bakapara, Bakapara dashes it in the Braisa from a different word in the Pasuk. Bitech Shnemar, from the fact the Pasuk says, Atva may nidi eschata, has to go through may nidi, what is of nidi, what does that mean? It sounds like maybe I have to sprinkle on then the third day and the seventh day from Paraduma. No, we dash an ach, that does not mean that. So what does it mean, Atva may nidi eschata? The same water that Anida goes through to become tar from her tumma, which is a kasher mikvah. These kelim also have to go through the same may nidi, the same waters of Anida, they also have to go through a mikvah. And the Gemara explains, the Gemara goes on, we're not going to delve into the complications of the drushes, but the Gemara explains why we need both the word vitar and the words may nida. But in any case, from this pasuk comes out clear the makar for tefillas kelim. It's a parak lam and aleph, pasuk of gimel, kodavar sheyava be'esh, anything that comes through fire, taviru be'esh, put through fire, vitar, and this additional tara of tefillas kelim, ach v'may nida eschata, has to go through may nida, the same water that anida goes through to become tar, has to go through a mikvah. And the pasuk finishes up, choshaval yava be'esh, and it doesn't go through fire, tavir b'mayim, you cash it with water, but like upon them, it has to be, has to have tefillah. At the end of the day, tavir b'mayim really means, Rashi explains, you should tovel in water. Because you tovel in water, and once it's kashered from bliss, and tovel in water, then a Jew could use it either to cook with, or to eat with. So this is the makar for the concept of tefillas kelim. Now, Midraisa, the din of Tfilas Kelim only applies by matches, only applies by metal. However, Midrabanan, Chazal said that one has to tovel also a keli buys from a guy if it's chuchas, if it's made out of glass. The Gemara says later on over here, Nine Hain, Mabez, Navarazara. First, the Gemara says that Klimatches are more of a parasha. The Torah only refers to metals in the parasha. This is because the previous Pasuk over here, Pasuk of Bey, says, Aches Azov, as a cost of gold and silver, and the Chayshis and Barzo, copper and steel, so bedilvas, so forest, various forms of metals. On that it says, Kodovash Yavo Be'esh Tavir Be'esh Vatar. But then the Gemara continues and it says, Hanikli Schuchis, those kelim made out of glass, However, in the shtabra, since if they break, if they crack, or if they shatter, the yeshlem takana keklimatches damu, because the same way metal can be melted down and molded into a kli, glass also has the same characteristic. That glass also, you can take glass, you can melt it down and mold it into a kli. But since glass has the same characteristics as metal, so the same way metal requires tefillas kelim, if you buy a metal kli from a guy, you have to tovel it before you can use it for food, for kli suda, for anything that's going to be involved with achila. So glass also, glass from the rabbanon, Chazal gave it the same halacha, that it also requires tefillah. If you buy it from a guy, it also requires tefillah before you can use it in a suda. The practical dinam of tefillas kelim are found near Adea, Simen Kufchav. It's found right after the halachas of Macholi Akum. The previous Samanim there discussed Pas Akum, bread of a guy, Bishal Akum, food cooked by a guy, Chalav Akum, Chalav from a guy, discusses if you send meat or other food items with a guyish messenger, a guyish delivery man, different halachas of Macholi Akum, a food that was dealt with by a guy or came from a guy. And here after that, in Simen Kufchav comes halachas of Tfilas Kalim. If the food does not come from a guy, but the Kalim comes from a guy, what you have to do with the Kalim in order for one to be allowed to eat with them, in order for one to be allowed to use them. Now, there's two dinim. There's a mitzvah of tefillas kelim, that one who buys a keli from a guy and he wants to use it for food purposes, for eating purposes, he has to tovel it. And there's also an iser, that there's an iser to mishtamish with the kelim without tefillah. Besides the mitzvah to be tovel it, there's also an iser for someone to use the keli without being tovel it. So somebody went and used the keli without being tovel it, he did not do tefillas kelim, and rather he right away went and used this vessel, this item that he bought from the guy, and right away used it to produce food or to eat with it. Besides him vatal the mitzvah that the Torah gave a matchas and the Rabban gave us chuchas, besides him vatal this mitzvah of tefillas kelim, he also was over on the iser, he transgressed the iser of being mishtamish with kelim without tefillah. That besides the mitzvah of toveling kelim, it's also also for one to use the keli without first toveling it. Now, even if the mitzvah of tefillas kelim is deraisa, by matris, by metal, there are many poskim who say that the isra of being mishtamish with the kelim without tefillah, the isra of using kelim without tefillah is only midrabbanan. It's only midrabbanan, that's not deraisa. And some go a step further, as we're about to explain. There's a modern day shaila that came up, probably wasn't as negay in the olden days, it's more negay in modern times, in our generation. There are some kelim that if you tovel them, they would break. It's physically impossible to be tovel them without breaking. Or maybe some special person who knows how to do it in a professional way would be able to tovel it without breaking it. But a regular layman, the average person, would not be able to be tovel it without breaking it. There are coffee makers that are as such, they have a computer chip in them. It's not just that they're electric. Electric kelim, you can tovel them, leave them out for a day or two to dry, and in most cases afterwards you'll be able to use them without a problem. But there are kelim that have a computer chip in them, and this computer chip, if it gets wet, it breaks, and then the whole keli doesn't work anymore. These coffee makers, somehow water, and also they say on them that if you immerse them in water, they're going to break, and they're not going to be usable anymore. So what happens now? Do we say that you're stuck, and there's no way you can use it? You can't use this keli, because if you tovel it, it's going to break. If you don't tovel it, you're not allowed to use it without being tovel it. Or do we say the opposite? If you can't be tovel it, so you can use it. So that's it, so you can use it. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach talks about such a shiloh, and shiloh's tshuva is Mincha Shlomo, Tanyana, Simon Samachas. Over there he has a whole simon about Tfilas Kalim, and Ais Aleph over there he discusses basically such a case. Without saying it so clearly, he's basically discussing this type of a shiloh. He discusses a keli that a yid and a guy are shutfim. It used to belong to a guy, and then a Jew with his guyish partner, they go and they buy this keli from a guy. Now it's 50% the Jews and 50% the guys. The Rambam actually talks about this case in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kufchav, in the Simen that we mentioned before. The Rambam gives a psak on this case. The Rambam is found in Simen Kufchav, Sif Yud Aleph. In one line, the Rambam says, Yisrael v'avicham shekan nukli b'shutfus, a yid and a guy who buy a keli with a partnership, ain't tzarech tefillah. They do not have to do tefillah. And the Beis Meir on the side of Shulchan Aruch, he says that the Isavahatu says the reason, because Mavadi any Yitzi Bideshim Tumma but Filazu, the Tumma that it has from the Goyishkeit, from being by the Goy, is not being knocked off by being Tovel anyway. Because it still has a Shutfus of a Goy, because it's still a Goy there owes 50%. You're not gaining anything by being Tovel it. What do you gain? It still has the Goyishkeit in it, the Tumma of the Goy. So there's no purpose in being Tovel it. So ain't Tzarech Tefillah, just use it without being Tovel it. In fact, the Beis Meir Akasha says, even though Niskabad and Zed still was accepted by their monk, Kol Acharenim, Einai Poli, that means it's a Pella. That means it's very difficult to understand, it's very shreya. To Mabakach, what do you gain by the fact that by toveling it, it doesn't produce anything, it doesn't take out the Goyish Kate? Akati mi hitil l'shtamash by l'tfilah. Who allowed you to use it without being toveled? There's the Issa to mishtamash with a Kli that was born from a Goy without being toveled. So you're stuck. Adra, but the contrary. Name of Lachumra, we should say Lachumra. The Shemzeb, Emes Aser. So it should be Aser to use it. It started off by a guy. A yid bought 50% of it off a guy. The other 50% still belongs to a guy. His guyish partner owns the other 50%. Maybe the original guy owns the other 50%. This yid should be stuck. He should not be able to use the kli. Because there's no way he could do a proper tefillas kelim on it. Because it's always going to retain the guyish guy. He's a mechleim tefillas kelim. He cannot properly do tefillas kelim. And it should be stuck. It belongs to, half of it belongs to a guy. He has a guyish guy to it. And there's nothing he can do about. This mayor of Leibschwer does not understand why their mon achrid accept this din that's said by the Issa v'Hetter. Comes from Zalman Arbach and he says that he's not bothered by this kasha. While Zeh Nirlufin is that he pushed, he thinks the push the terrace. Kibman to Ish Isra Shimish for Tfilah, the Isra of using without Tfilah rak with the Rabbanan, is only with the Rabbanan, it's not with the Raisa. He wants to say it's only, Haini rak, it's only Machmas Chiyah, Mitzvah Tfilah Shemutolav. That which Chazal created this Isra is only to protect the Mitzvah Tfilah that Chazal, that the Torah gave. The Torah gave a klimatchis, the Rabban gave a klischuchis, a mitzvah tefillas kelim, and then to protect this mitzvah tefillah, Chazal made an iser, that if you're gonna use this kelim without being tovelet, you're over on the iser. So he says, Rishlam Zalman, Lachin therefore, hoil the kli zeh, in this instance of the kli that belongs after the geistel, lemani tefillah, tefillah doesn't help for it, tefillah's not gonna help you in anything, in any which way. So shavar mutl shtamish gam beloy tefillah, now you're allowed to use without tefillah. And he says, there's many examples where you find halacha such a concept, and he's gonna give just one of them. He says like this, there's a mitzvah that, and there's a chiv, that before one eats a food, he has to make a bracha, it's to make a bracha rishayna, it's to make brachas anen. The Gemara in brachas, and then in the beginning of the sixth parak, Ketzim of Aruchim, all says there's an iser, that's also to be nenem mazeb le bracha. It's also for somebody to eat or drink a food or drink without making a bracha first. Now the loch is that the oinen, somebody who's an oinen, someone, one of his, Shiva Kurim, one of his seven close relatives is nifter. He's potter from mitzvahs. The loch is that he eats without making a bracha. Similarly, it's Lacha Valkari. In the old days, they kept the Dim of Tumatari and Dim of Tumaskari. Valkari also, since he was Tommy, he can't make a bracha. He ate without a bracha. Vector Shlom Zaman Arbach Akasha. So he's potter from the mitzvah of making a bracha. And Oinen can't make a bracha. Valkari can't make a bracha. So they're potter from making a bracha. So they can't make a bracha. How are they allowed to eat? What happened to the Isser? There's an Isser called Nenim Ba'amazebele Bracha. He's ever from the Isser. The Gemara says, Kilumbal, it's like an Isser Me'ilah, taking away from Hashem's things. A Gezel, it's like he's stealing from Hashem, from Knesset Yisrael. How's he allowed to eat from it? So, Dr. Shlomo Zalman, our Karach, the reason must be because the Isser Ba'achila Blei Bracha, the Isser Imanai Bracha, Mestaif Rak Mechir Bracha, it's built off the Chir Bracha. Because there was a Chir thing of Bracha, Chazal went a step further and they said they were going to make an Isser to eat without a Bracha in order to protect the Chir Bracha. But in the case where one anyway cannot do the Chir Bracha, it's not mutu on him. He's an Oinen, he's a Valkari, he's Pater from making a Bracha, he can't make a Bracha. For him, the Isser was never said. And therefore, any time it's EF Shlavar, it's impossible to make a Bracha. Shabbat mutu lach, he's allowed to eat Gamboloi Bracha without a Bracha. Valchanamikan, and here it's the same thing. Shamzalman discussed this in another place also, in Mechashlema, Kamel, in Simon Yud Ches, Ice Tes, it's a Simon that's really primarily about the Dima Brachas. And there also, he discusses halacha of Oinen, about Keri, he discusses achila where bracha, even without a bracha. Is it because, is the problem the chavis bracha, you weren't making the chir bracha? Or is the problem achila's iser? You're over on the iser. And he says the same concept, he says the same thing over there. He says that the whole iser, not even without a bracha, is just there to protect the chir bracha. And he brings the rayas, these rayas from Oinen, from Balkari. And over there, he brings back from us. So it's seen now that Cain Zel in Tefillas Kelim, you find similar by Tefillas Kelim in your day of Simakov Chof, but there are more rights. The Yisrael Va'akim Shekonu Kli B'Shutfis, a Yidna Goy who bought a Kli with the Shutfis in the partnership, ain't Sarach Tefillah, don't do Tefillah. And he says, because anyway, you're not accomplishing anything by being Tovelet, like the Savatar says, because anyway it still retains a Goyish Kai to it. And the Bismayer asks, and yeah, Poli, it's a Pella, it's so schwer. Adar Abba, name Olchumr, Shel Olchumr, that's we also use the Keli. And Rosh Hashanah says, ain't the tema, it's not a kasha. Because even the tefillah's kelim is the raisa. But there is a tefillah with the kli. Without tefillah, that's definitely under Rabbanan. Chazal wants mechaz to strengthen the chiyah tefillah, and therefore the man is a tefillah before the tefillah. And Vizay says, Pasha, it's a case where tefillah's not going to help for it. So then it's not mechliv, practically it's not mechliv them, it's a tefillah. So then you can also use it without tefillah. So many places can apply to our case of the coffee maker or the urn that one would not be able to be tovel it without breaking it. So it's impossible to be tovel this kli. So right now it's like the yid negoy of a shitvus in the kli. There's no way the yid can't tovel it. I mean, you can dunk it in the mitzvah, but it's not going to help to tovel it. It still retains its geishkeit. Here also this kli, it's physically impossible. In a certain sense, it's stronger. It's going to break if you try to tovel the kli. This kli is a steer of the tefillah. It can't have a tefillah's kelim to it. The kli that can't have a tefillah's kelim to it doesn't have the issa to mishtamish below tefillah. Now, the Arpaiskim, we don't want to rely on this svara. And it's not clear if Rav Moshe, in print at least, in Igros Moshe, it's not clear if Rav Moshe held the Sfarah. There's tshuvas in Igros Moshe, in Yeridea, Chelek Aleph, where Rav Moshe talks about a kli that part of it is the part that you use, a part of it is the electric, the base, or is the electric part of the kli. So Yeridea, Chelek Aleph, Simenon Zayin, and Simenon Ches. People are bothered, how are you going to toivel the kli? It's going to break. Rav Moshe says it's not a problem because you only have to toivel the part that's involved with the food. But the other part, where the electric is, where the motor is, that part doesn't have to be toiveled. Now, I just want to point out that usually you have to toivel the whole kli, not just the metal part, not just the part that touches the food. Because the yodis, the handles of the kli, have the same din as the kli. It's a forage of Shulchan Aruch, Yodis, and Mekuvchof. They have to toivel the entire kli, even the handles of the kli. But in that case, Rav Moshe holds two separate parts. There's a part that's dealing with the food, and it's there's the motor of the kli. And it's two separate parts. And Rav Moshe says you only have to toivel the part that deals with the kli, not the electronic part, not the motor. But what if it would be only one part mixed together, and you'd be stuck? So what would happen? We would say you can't use the kli. I would say you don't have to toivel the kli. Rav Moshe and the tshuva, you don't see one or the other. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman, in this tshuva about Tuos Kalim and Tinyana Simon Samaches Ois Beis, goes a step further on this chiddush and discusses somebody who's eating in a hotel, Batei Malon hotel, I guess a hotel or a restaurant, where the kalim aren't toiveled. For some reason, he knows for sure the kashrus is good, but the owner doesn't toivel the kalim. Maybe he's been semach on the shvar after that we're not semach on, that some basic mold in the hotel is considered kli skyra, it's considered like it's not kalim that are there for achila, they're just there for business purposes, they don't require tefillah, it's heter, they're not semach on. For whatever reason, the owner of the hotel, hagam b'shvul, is kasher v'yasher, but the tefillah is kalim, he's not being makpid on. Now, the question is, could he eat in this hotel? Because you're not allowed mishtamish kalim that weren't toiveled. If the kalim that were not toiveled were used in producing the food does not become usher. The isser to mishtamish without tefillah does not make the food usher. There's no isser, it's a chefta, it's chal on the food. But right now, what are you going to do? Fork, knife, plate, cup, glass, nothing's toiveled. What are you going to do? So Shlomo Zalman says, based on his previous kula, he wants to go a step further and say that since the isser to mishtamish the kalim is only drabbanon, the Chazal said, don't be mishtamish the kli, don't use the kli, rather toivel it first. So up there, that's only the case where you can be toivel it. But in this hotel where they won't let you take the kli, you can't take your fork and your knife and your glass out of the hotel to go to the mikvah and be toivel it, you're stuck. So right now that you're here in the hotel and you want to eat and drink, Shlomo Zalman says, sharele, it's mutter for him. Because you're in a similar situation of the oinon, it's potter for mitzvahs. So you put from the tefillah kelim, you can't do it. That's impossible. It's not yours. You can't walk out. They're not going to let you. Well, they're stealing, not stealing. They won't let you come out. They won't let you take the kelim out to the mikvah and toivel it. So now you're stuck. So the isur to mishtamish the tefillah, the isur to mishtamish the kli without being toivel does not apply to you. Right now you're stuck. Shlomo Zalman says you can eat from the kelim. Now this exact case, or pretty much this case, is discussed by Rav Moshe as well in the tshuva. Rav Moshe also talks about somebody who's stuck in a situation where it's not biyado to be toivel with a kli. He's in some other place, he's in a hotel, in such a scenario, and they're not being toivel with a kli, and they don't let him take it out either to be toivel with a kli. And Rav Moshe does not use his heter, as Rav Shlomo Zalman says. The tshuva in the Gris Moshe is in Yerdei Chil Gimel, Gris Moshe, Yerdei Chil Gimel, Simachof Beis. He talks about someone's eating in a Malone, in a hotel, or Misada in a restaurant, something like that, where they're not toivel with a kelim, and they put in front of you pieces of meat, chatichas basar, on your plate. And sitting on your plate. So Rav Moshe says that even though we do treat these things as kli suda, and does require tefillah, the kelim are used to eat dry foods, but Rav Moshe says that right now, the food sitting in front of you, dry food on a plate, you can take the food and eat with your fingers, as you can't do it with a fork. That you can't do, because the fork is mechayev tefillah. But you can eat the food with your hands, eat with your hands, or if you have some other kli that's not mechayev tefillah, you can use it. As opposed to, Rav Moshe says that if they give you soup in a bowl, or some other liquid food, soup in a bowl, or drink in a glass, Rav Moshe says, there you're stuck, can't eat without tefillah, because you're using the bowl, you're using the glass, a plate is a flat item, the plate would disappear, you still be able to eat. So you can eat off the plate with your fingers, with your hands. But he says that to use a fork, it seems to be a problem. Or clearly to eat soup out of a bowl, or drink water out of a glass, that'll be a problem. So you see, Rav Moshe is not willing to rely on this, on the heter of Shlomo Zalman, that anyway he's stuck now, he can't be toivel with a kli. He may as well just eat from it, there's no problem. But the fact that Rav Moshe is not semach on the heter in this case, is not right that Rav Moshe will not be semach on Shlomo Zalman's heter in the case of the coffee maker that'll break. This is Shlomo Zalman's biggest step of chiddush. Even though the keli could be toivel, you just have a personal problem. You can't walk out of the hotel right now with their plate, with their fork, and with their glass to toivel it. Shlomo Zalman says still, so right now you can eat with it without tefillah. That Rav Moshe is not agreeable to. Except by the plate, Rav Moshe says, you're not really using it so much because the plate wouldn't be here. The food would be just fine. But Rav Moshe is not willing to rely on such a heter to allow you to use the fork or a bowl of soup or a glass of water. But in the case where the kli might actually break, where tefillah is a steer to the kli, because by being tied with the kli, you're going to break the kli, there it's possible that Rav Moshe would agree with Rav Shlomo Zalman's heter. We don't see one way or the other where Rav Moshe's opinion will be in such a case. Now, in this case, of the kli, the coffee maker as such, that might break of being tovelet, there's another tsirif, another added hat that some place could want to throw in, that if you, that it's usually a plug-in. It's coffee makers usually plugged into the wall. And the plugged-in kli, some place can feel, that's considered, like mechubel karka, it's not considered a full-fledged kli, and therefore it doesn't have the problem of doesn't have the tefillas kelim b'chlal. It's not a real kli. It's like attached to the wall. Doesn't sound like the most chetilah that can have there, but the R place can have the set. That's another tzirif, another added svar that we get thrown in this case. It does not appear that Ramosha, at least Nigger's Moshe goes to the Sefer, because Ramosha in Yodea, over here in Yodea, Chilah Gimel, Simach Avdal, two Simonim later, talks about a toaster needs tefillah. A toaster is plugged into the wall. Ramosha's toaster was certainly plugged into the wall. Ramosha happens to say that a toaster does not need tefillah, but Ramosha says for a whole different reason. He says the toaster is not really helping for the bread is fully edible without it. And he says, unlike a hot water urn, where everyone agrees that hot water has value, has benefit that cold water doesn't have, Ramosha says that most people don't want their bread toasted. Most people would rather eat the bread as is. The toasting of the bread then, it's just really drying out the bread, it's almost like burning the bread, it's taking fully baked bread and drying it out. Because a few people like it better the way, and most people don't. That's not cold, that's accomplishing anything for the bread. And that's why Ramosha feels a toaster is not required tefillah. However, the fact that it's plugged in, Ramosha does not use as a heter. You see, that plug-in in of itself is not a heter. Ramosha is not relying on that as a heter. It doesn't even mention it in the tshuva. But some people want to use that as an added heter in the case of the coffee maker or the urn that's plugged in. So in addition to Shlom Zalman's heter, they also have the plug-in heter. There are other places who would not want to rely on these heter at all, and therefore they say it's stuck. When you get this coffee maker, when you get this urn, you're stuck, and there's really no way, as is, that you can use it. They have rayas that the heter Shlom Zalman says not so poshut. If you look in your day in the beginning of Simen Kuf Chaf, over there, if you look in the Pesach Tshuva, so the Pesach Tshuva discusses a case, and the other Achren discuss as well, and Kvega talks about, if you have big kelim, that there's no practical way to be tov with them, they're too big, and there's no real way to do it, and it's impractical, there's no takana for them, and the Achrenim, you see the early Achrenim, they much enough, they struggle to figure out what to do about them, it doesn't need tefillah, because it's from a storage kelim, and storage does not really require tefillah, it's not producing the food, and nor do you eat with it, but you see they have a whole struggle to figure out what the solution is. They don't just knock it off and say that, well, if you can't be tovelet, then there's no reason to be tovelet, so just use it without tefillah. You see, the heter of Shlom Zalman is not so pashut. And therefore, there are places who want to say that when you have these kelim, the coffee maker, the urn, that there's no practical way to be tovelet, you're really stuck. And the only solution that they really have is to break the kli. You break it, and then remake it. It's remade by a Jewish person, so that's no longer considered the kli that was bought from the guy. Now, you can't just break it in a small way, in a way that any layman could fix it, because it's not considered that it was made no longer into a kli. It's still a continuation of the same kli that was bought from the guy. So you have to break it good and well, in a way that only a professional, only a special person knows how to fix it, then he'll fix it. He'll do a ma'isa umma, the professional job of fixing it, a Yiddish workman. After the Yiddish workman fixes it, so now it's considered that it was made by a Yid and no longer has the issue of being bought from a guy. Now there is another added heter or tzirif that could be done, in this case over here of the urn or the coffee maker that's going to break if you tovel it. If one's going to be using it without doing tefillah, it's going to be Shlom Zalman's heter, and be Mitzvah the plug-in heter. Another added idea that can be done is that he can mach it to a guy. Although usually we're not Semech on that as a heter, it's a case that's discussed in the end of Simen Kuf Chaf, where Mechaber says in the last Sif Tazayin, if Shokach will hit for Kli, someone forgot it was not tovel a Kli on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, now Shabbos Yom Tov, he can't be tovel it. Or in any other case, really, that he's left without a mikvah, the loch is, you give it to a guy as a present, and you borrow it back from him. Now this takana is clear, it's only a case of shokach, we forgot, the taz, and sivkan yechesel, here clearly says, it's only a temporary eitzel, Shabbos, or through the week, but he doesn't have a mikvah, he makt it to a guy, and borrow it back, and use it. But to really be semach on that outright, it's not a usual heter that one will be semach on. Because since he's borrowing it back from the guy and he's keeping it permanently, so everyone knows that's a joke, it's harama, it's going to belong to this yid forever. The Pesach Tshuva brings also from others, Jewish Rashbash, don't want to be semachan this heter. It's not a regular heter that won't be semachan. It's only for a short term, if one's stuck without a mikvah, if one went away in the summer and he bought a barbecue grill and he took it with him, and now he has nowhere, he realized he was never tovel the grate and he's going to be cooking me on the grate of the grill, so what should he do? And there's no yid around, and there's no mikvah around, there's no solution, so he machna it to a guy and then borrow it back. But for a long-term solution, the Taz is very strong. The Piskachuva, that's not a long-term solution. The Taz says Tevel again after Shabbos, or in a place you have a mikveh, Tevel again. But he says Tevel again without a bracha. Or Tevel together with a different kli that you'd be making a bracha on. But to make a bracha on the tefillah of this kli, no longer could do. Because now that you're mounted to the guy, it could be that knot to the guy does work. This appears in Erechaim and some Shimch of Gimel as well. In Shulchan Aruch, I'm Shtabur over there. This situation, the scenario of what's left of the kli on Shabbos, you can't be Tevel because of Shabbos, now it'll be Tevel the kli. It's a problem. It looks like masakin, like he's fixing the kliba, being playing tovlet. So what you do is you machte it to a goy, and then you should use it. But after Shabbos, you should be tovlet without a bracha or with something else that requires a bracha on the tefillah. So it's not lachatchil the geitza. Usually, it'd be machte a kli to a goy. But here, where there's other tayim, there's some zamans hetem. Anyway, there's no way to be tovlet, and maybe you can mitzaref the hetem of plug-in that's plugged into the wall. So maybe this will be something else one could do. You machte it to a goy, and then you could borrow it back and you can use it like this, and that'll be a different way. One could use the coffee maker that's going to break by being tovlet in a regular mikvah.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.